And you do quite a bit of talking and training about this kind of preparedness.
Well, there's been a lot of talk. I think training is something that everybody can do more of, and certainly ODOT is in that position. But we've talked about the Cascadia subduction zone and what might happen. I think it's fairly common knowledge that we could be due for a major earthquake. In fact, I saw some of the national media talking about the whole what-if scenario, and they mentioned Oregon and the Cascadia subduction zone off the coast. So, you know, we mentally understand that it's out there and need to be ready for it.
Absolutely. Furlough Friday is coming up this Friday, and that impacts offices in this area.
Sure. We all close 10 days out of the year for mandatory furlough closures, and then there are some other furloughs that take effect as well for employees. But the state system basically goes down on Friday in an effort to save money. I think people understand that that's happening. So if there's work to be done with the general public, I encourage folks to get it done, you know, earlier on this week as opposed to later, as we'll be closed. And then the other little element is that even with the 8-hour closure, you know, there's no overtime for the other days of the week or on the weekend. So there's no real wiggle room on that. That's something that we're doing as a cost reduction and to help save taxes for folks.
So we're hoping that we don't have any major emergencies on Friday.
Well, we hope they wouldn't happen at any time.
Right, right.
But you know, in the event that it does, I mean, all of us who are, if you will, 24-hour day people anyway, as I would be, we know what's going on and we'd come in and help out.
You're a 24/7 kind of guy.
In the event that there's a need, for sure, as are our crews who are out there on winter duty right now, you know,
right.
we will be there in the event that it's needed.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that we can soon take our studs off of our car and get an update on other local road projects. If you'd like to give us a call, it's 541-585-3542. You're listening to Your Town.
10 minutes before 9 o'clock, and let's turn things over to Lori Robb on Your Town.
And welcome back. My guest today, Peter Murphy with ODOT. We have a deadline coming up here in a couple of weeks. The controversial discussion about to stud or not to stud your tires.
Not to stud after April 1st.
Right. Okay.
So unless there would be some really unforeseen event that we can't tell right now, there's probably going to be no extension. So we do get a lot of calls, you know, towards the end of the month about that. But I know we have extended it in the past. I think even last year we did. But I wouldn't look forward to that this year, given the kind of conditions that we have already. And actually, if people could, and I know some people need studs, it's required for their duties or whatever. In Central Oregon, we have more ice than other people do. But please look at those studless tires in the future if you can. Everybody knows the damage that we see out there on the highway, and that's just a plug for ODOT to say, you know, they're your highways, and the studs do a lot of damage, and there are some really good tires out there that can handle whatever your needs are. So that's just me doing my job.
Okay. Another thing coming up is an acronym you told me is RRFB, and you're going to explain what that means and
sure.
what motorists will see.
Yeah, we did a safety audit out on the parkway after there was a bicycle crash that I'm sure folks are familiar with back in October. And we took a look at the crosswalks that we have out on the parkway. And one of the conclusions that we came to was that we could install a rectangular rapid flashing beacon, an RRFB in ODOT parlance. And what that will be is a user-activated, big, bright, flashing yellow light. We found that just installing a continuously flashing amber is not the kind of device that alerts people to the fact that there indeed are pedestrians in a crosswalk or bicycles walking through the crosswalk. So by coming up to this RRFB, the rapid flashing beacon, and activating it when somebody is in the crosswalk is the idea behind the whole beacon. And so motorists should be aware, and we'll let people know more about it as we get closer, but we're currently installing it. I mean, that's the good thing about it, is that the folks are out there drilling the boreholes to run the cable and make sure we can have this thing up and running here pretty quick. So I would look forward in the next 2 weeks or so to see some real progress being made out there at the Reed Lane crosswalk, and folks should look for the activation mechanism as they're going to be using it.
Does the pedestrian have to activate it, or is it, it's not motion sensor?
No, huh? It's you have to activate it when you're out there.
So I guess that might be some education to make sure you activate that.
Sure. And you know, we're going to, you know, my job is to make sure people are aware of that, and I'll be getting more involved in letting people know. But